tech we trust. It's the people in charge we're not sure about.
Well, let's rock and roll then. It's episode 15, and you know what? It's nearly Christmas, so we thought we'd do something a little bit special. It's a bumper Christmas episode. We're going to do a Christmas quiz show, and we might throw some of the Christmas festivities into the mix along the way. We've got a full team on the call, so I'm just going to look at my Skype screen. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. I'm a little scared, a little excited. Let's see what happens here.
Just don't embarrass yourself, okay?
Oh, no.
Hans.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Yes. Mr. Farley.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And Gabriel Chapman.
What's up?
Hey. Right, so the way we're going to cut this is...
Wait a minute, we haven't applauded for Nigel yet.
Oh, yeah.
Our host.
And I'm Nigel.
Ho, ho, ho.
Our game show host.
Yeah, I get the easy
straw, rigging
right?
Everything.
Nobody
a
asks me any questions.
British Richard Dawson.
Now then, we're going to have two teams. It's going to be Hans and Mark are the Jingle Bells team, and
no.
Gabriel and Rick are the Santa Claus team, right? Should we rock and roll, gents?
Jump into it.
Okay, so the first round of questions are based on OpenStack. I'll ask each team a question in turn. It's 2 points for a correct answer. If you get it wrong, the other team can steal it for 2 points, okay? 12 questions in total, 6 per team. So, 24 points up for grabs. Right, I'm going to ask the Jingle Bells team first. What is the name of the compute project within OpenStack?
Nova.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So.
That was awesome.
The Santa Claus team. What is the name? Now, the first two questions are easy, okay? What is the name of the object storage project?
Swift.
Okay. 2 points each, neck and neck. Jingle Bells team, what is the name of the bare metal project?
Pass.
You know what? I forgot to say as well, gents, right? Here are the rules. My say is final, okay? There's no appeals process, no cheating, so no Googling for the answers. And no getting upset and no being miserable. And you know what? If you guys don't know the answer or if you think that my answer is wrong, tough luck, okay? So does anybody know? I'll open it up to the other team as well. Anybody know the name of the bare metal project?
Oh,
okay.
No, but I
don't know it, Rick.
Choice.
Stop pretending.
Multiple choice, come on.
It doesn't exist.
It's got a name. But
it does. It's called Ironic. Okay.
I knew that, but I Googled it.
Oh!
That's the hipster OpenStack distro.
It is.
No now, ponytail required.
Gabriel and Rick, what's the name of the database project?
Flare.
Oh, good guess.
As a database?
The answer is Trove. Right, we're going to move on. We're
but you didn't
about...
give us a chance to respond.
I mean, yeah, you're faking this. Boo! But I didn't know.
I was saving you the embarrassment of not knowing.
This is rigged.
Well, I mean, you're going into some of the more nuanced portions of OpenStack. I think that those are secondary subset portions of what I would consider traditional OpenStack instances.
Totally agree. And you know what? The rest of the questions are not going to be hard like this, so don't worry about it. We're moving on to release names, okay?
Hans, I kind of want to combine those last two, though, like Ironic Trove.
Release names, okay? Hans and Mark. What's the name of the current OpenStack release?
Juno?
Correct answer.
Oh, dude.
He's on fire, isn't he?
He is.
Gabriel and Rick. What is the name of the next planned release?
Fish stick? I don't know.
Oh, Gabriel, I cannot believe that you don't know this.
Ice House?
Oh, so close.
If the current one is Juno, the next one at least is going to start with an M.
A what? A K?
Oh, JK. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so they're going alphabetical order. I don't
the
know
next one is not going to be Jesus, Hans.
But that is very Jesus. Christmassy of you.
It's going to be Kickstarter, so they can get some funding.
Unlucky, the answer is Kilo.
Kilo.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was thinking it was going to be Kris Kringle.
Right. So back to Hans and Mark, I think. That's right, yeah? Which two companies founded OpenStack?
Rackspace and...
Hey, Mark, you are in the team, you know.
Yeah, I'm just giving moral support to Hans.
Can I give one of the, can I get one of the 2 points for Rackspace?
Yeah, maybe. You know what?
Hey, I was thinking that the companies were open and stacked.
Should I tell you something else? I stopped keeping score. Crap.
Hey, that's all right. You're edited. Don't worry about it.
What, are you going to add it all up after the show's over?
Well, you're not getting any prizes anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, it was NASA.
It was NASA, so I'm going to give you a point.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait a minute. That's not a company.
Yeah.
A venture between the U.S. government and the international space community or some jive like that. Technically, I would think that it would be Nebula, but because the early code came from NASA's Nebula platform. But
look at somebody showing off there.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of early code then, or code in general, Rick and Gabriel, what language is OpenStack written in?
English.
I am giving you a point for that.
Binary.
Well, I don't know. Python.
What did you say, Rick?
Python.
2 points. There you go.
Oh my gosh!
Did I get that right?
You got it right. I recommend you retire now.
I'm just tweeting photos of this podcast. I can't believe I got that right. That's
he
awesome.
Was like so fishing on that one. Oh my gosh!
Right, guys. So we're going to move away from OpenStack now. I haven't gone through all the questions. Doesn't matter, right? The next round.
So basically, all you're doing in this show is basically proving how little we know about the stuff we talk about.
No.
Yes.
It's going to be totally different now. So this round is called Opposites. It's fastest finger first, okay? So jingle bells, guys. When you know the answer, interrupt me by going ding-a-ling-a-ling. And Santa Claus team, Gabriel and Rick, interrupt me by going ho-ho-ho. Okay? Now, the idea is, right, I've taken, I don't know, popular tech company or a popular technology, I've taken its name and I've changed it to what I think is the opposite, right? Here's an example, right? It's a crap example. Water rabbit would be fire fox.
Oh, okay? This is British humor. We're screwed.
Anyway,
first question,
Hans and Mark. Oh, this is a
gimmick. No. We're supposed to say ding-a-ling or ho-ho-ho.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah. I'm not with it. So, first question, or first company, or first technology, closed topple.
Ho-ho-ho.
Yeah, go on. Oh. Okay, hang on a second. Topple, like the opposite of stack, to knock stuff down.
Come on, guys. British humor. You got it. Oh, come on.
Christmas. I am so drooling right now.
All of us seppies are totally screwed.
So, next one. Here we go.
Seppies are screwed.
Eastern Analog.
Western Digital.
Western Digital. No, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. No, you have to say ho-ho-ho. You guys
I said ho-ho.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm going to give you...
ding-a-ling.
You get a point each for that because you did not ho-ho-ho.
Right, I know, but yeah, you're right.
Okay, next one. Filthy networks. The networks bits may be throwing you off. Okay, we'll pass on that one. That one was
clean something.
Pure storage. Yeah,
that's I wouldn't call storage a network.
No, I know it's the opposite. Yeah, we hate each other, right? We don't really, but you know. Anyway, moving on. White scarf.
Oh ho ho
ho ho ho!
Go on.
Red hat.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
The opposite of white is black.
Oh come on! What's the opposite of red?
The opposite of red is green.
Is it really?
Yeah, you ever looked at a color wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, sore losers. Come on.
Ever looked at a color wheel, Nigel?
Okay. Next question. This one's kind of hard, I think. Calm or sedate P?
P as in, like, urine?
P as in, think of it as physical, right?
Oh.
Yeah?
Hyper-V.
Hey, you're on fire.
Somebody watches too much Monty Python.
Okay. Land, open access. Think of the opposite of land.
Air or sea or right. water?
Second one, sea.
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 Gate.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Sea. Oh, but on. I didn't. But I didn't jingling.
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
No, it's jingle.
What so a horrible round.
You get it anyway.
We're ding-a-lings.
Yeah.
Soft water.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, go on.
Hardware.
Oh, good guess. Not the right guess, though. Think of maybe what's the opposite of water.
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
Hard rock.
Oh, good guess again. No. Solid fire.
Oh, that's yeah. See, hard and solid are similar.
They are. Fair enough.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that's the end of that round. Let me tally up the scores.
First fail.
But I thought you said you were right. keeping score.
I made it up. Don't worry about it.
He made it up.
Are we really going to publish this for people to listen to?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
best episode so far.
Oh, Jesus. That's because you weren't on half of the shows.
So I make it 11 to the, who the heck is that? To the ho-ho-ho guys and 9 to the jingle bells guys.
Oh, but I could suck totally, it.
Could totally I have not contributed a single point, Hans.
Yeah, but the Rickertron stole them all away in the second round.
He did. So we're going to move on to a bit of general knowledge now.
We brought in the sleeper. He knows his stuff. Hey, can you hear that fan in the background?
Yes.
I'm going to go turn it off. Hang on.
Can you hear that screaming baby in the background? I will.
Can
once
you hear
I
the
get
gimp?
Off.
The gimp's gonna, in the background.
I'm going to hear
he
it.
Needs
from
to get
the,
back into his cage.
I've got a not so happy baby and a equally so wife when I come off of this one.
Oh no! Sorry, man. Are you okay?
No, it's good. It's just that baby's upset for something.
Usually when I record these things, I turn my air conditioning and heating system off, and it just kicked in. And
so that's why you will. That's why you always sound sweaty.
Yeah, or chill.
Yeah, you're so chill. Well,
you're going to need to chill so now.
Chill. You're cool.
So hopefully this fan will actually turn off in a minute or so. It takes a while for it to do that, but whatever.
It's cool. No worries. Now then, this round is called In the Spotlight. I'm going to put each of you in the spotlight. You get two questions each that are kind of related to you or something about you, all right?
Boy.
You're up first, Hans. You're famous for being Belgian, so I'm going to give you questions about Belgium. What is the official motto of Belgium, translated into English, please?
I love Flanders stuff.
So actually,
remember the yeast.
And that's probably Hans's personal motto as well. Okay, no points for that one. This one's a gimme, I hope, Hans. What's the population?
Wait, what was it?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't written the right answer.
I don't even know. Anything would have worked.
I just got it from Wikipedia, though, so I could look it up, but I can't be bothered. Hans, what's the population of Belgium?
Between 10 and 11 million.
Well, I've got 11 million, so yeah. I'll give you that one. So you get 2 points there.
Wow.
All right, next in the spotlight, Gabriel. Gabriel. How many vertical bars make up the bridge on the Cisco logo?
Six.
Hey, wait until we get to you, Mark.
Oh, boy.
Let me look at my email.
No, no, don't. But if you get
no,
close, I'll give
six.
It to you. Hey?
I said six.
I'd say seven.
I'm going to give you a point. It's 9.
Wow.
And since you're
Why
such
you
a
get
company.
A point for that?
Because I thought it was a good guess.
I'm a new employee.
And I'm figuring you've just gone through the company orientation recently, so you should nail this
still
one.
No, haven't done it.
Oh, man, you're going to suck on this one.
Nigel just likes the combination of those two digits.
Hey, oh.
Can't
mark this one iTunes clean.
Hey, I've got a funny story I can tell you about that. Maybe I'll tell you about it later. no, it is funny, and it's not too bad. Anyway, Gabriel, what year was Cisco founded in?
Ooh.
Good God. I want to say 1984.
Oh, man. No. Spot on. What a company,
really?
Man. Mark, you're in the spotlight now.
It's basically Leonard Bosack.
Oh, my gosh. 1984. Mm. I would have said like 74 or something. That's how wrong I would have been.
You know, the only reason I know it is because we're celebrating 30 years.
You got lucky.
I love that.
And we just had the big announcement the other day, and you know, there was a big 30-year discussion with John Chambers. It was...
So this means Gabe reads his email.
Right, Mark, you're on the spotlight
all
now.
The company parties too. Okay, I'm not ready, but go.
Hey, don't worry about it. So, Mark, in your current book, Rethinking Enterprise Storage, how many pages has it got?
Oh, I'll just look into that.
Oh,
I believe it's 101.
All right. So, according to Amazon, I'm going to give you a point for that. According to Amazon, it's 120, but I've got it and I checked it, and it's actually I wrote that down somewhere.
Well, the last page of the index
is 90.
The last page of the index is numbered 101.
Let's
but then it's got it about the author page and this page and a few that are intentionally left blank.
So I've got 90, page 89 actually is where the summary is. So I'm going to give you a point for that. Anyway, how heavy is the book?
Oh my gosh, it's got to be like 5 ounces.
6 grams.
Right. I don't even know
those
what
those aren't even the same number though.
I know, yeah. So according to Amazon, it's 8 grams. And I've actually had it on the kitchen scales earlier tonight, and it is 8.3 grams, but you don't get a point for that.
I said 5 ounces. What's that?
I don't know. I wanted it in grams. That's what Amazon had it on.
No, you didn't ask in grams. You just asked
how
heavy it is.
You went to Amazon.UK. It's a totally
Somebody
different
look
thing.
Look this up. The conversion.
1 ounce is 28 grams.
Okay, I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. I was way over then.
6 grams is really light.
So you're not getting a point for that.
Well, I said 5 ounces. Is that what I said?
That's what you said.
I mean, think about how much an ounce bag costs you.
That's a drug reference. We are definitely not getting the iTunes clean.
No, not today.
I guess I'm not buying drugs because I didn't get it.
Not on Fridays.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Rick, you're in the spotlight.
Okay, bring it.
A little bit easier, actually. You are Mr. Veeam. Although, actually, I did notice on the company's Wikipedia page, it lists important people at the company, 3 of them. And you're not one of them, but Doug is.
Uncle Doug is definitely on the list. I am not. I'm just a guy, staff evangelist.
Yeah, well, let's see how good you are here. What year was Veeam founded?
You're RVIP.
Veeam was founded in 2006.
Yeah, well done. I'll give you a point for that. And where's the company headquarters?
Switzerland. Oh shit!
Oh, I want the town.
No, it's
yes, yes.
Well,
you know it.
Bermuda.
I do know it, but I want to give you the most correct, best answer.
The only one.
Bar. B W R.
Yes.
And are you telling me that you didn't just Google that right there?
No.
Because Zug is kind of the bigger, closer city. But whenever the press releases come out, they say bar, and all decisions are made in a bar. So it's
Zug.
Zug. Outside of Zurich.
Oh, here's a question for you. How many company employees were there when the first product was released?
When Veeam first product was released? Like 12? 14?
10.
It was a little.
And how do you know that, Gabriel? Yeah.
Oh, that's on the Wikipedia.
Ancient Chinese secret.
You mean you're Googling it, yeah?
I Googled it.
Yeah, I was on Wikipedia, so it must be true.
Of course.
So, guys, I'm going to just split for just a second away from the quiz, and I've written a Christmas story about Christmas morning in the data center. Does anybody mind if I read it? Hey, what are you talking about? This is good stuff, all right? Hey, it's Christmas, all right?
Ding, 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 ding.
And it's technology, so just bear with it, okay? I spent.
Pager?
Pager?
Alerts and, modem handshakes?
No. Hey, I spent 5 minutes writing this, okay? I'll cut it out if it's crap. Anyway, it was Christmas morning. Everything in the data center was still. Air conditioning units hummed and disk drives began to spin up. It was time to see what Santa had brought for the infrastructure in the data center. Would he have brought new water-cooled racks? Would he have brought flash storage? Had the data center infrastructure been good this year? They knew if they hadn't been, all they'd get would be some rusty old fiber channel over Ethernet stuff that nobody else wanted. It was nearly time for lights up, and the servers, networking, and storage could hardly contain their excitement. So much so that Optimus Prime, the primary domain controller, suffered a buffer overrun and blue screened. But the wait was over. On came the lights. And what a sight! An entire new row of equipment. Every rack filled to the brim. Disk drives whirred, tape robots stood still, and transmit and receive lights blinked like crazy. Surely this was the best Christmas ever. All the data center kit looked on in awe. Who would be the first to introduce themselves to the new kit? Of course, it was Han Solo, the big legacy Unix box. Hi guys, I'm Han Solo, and I'm an AI Xbox that runs back-end infrastructure for monthly balance statements. Welcome to our data center. But there was no answer. Then Megatron tried. Hi, I'm a Windows 2008 server, and I'm a domain controller. Who are you guys? Still no answer. This time it was Rusty. Hey, I'm a NetApp filer. How are y'all? Still no answer. Just the quiet hum of fans, air conditioning, and the occasional tick of a disk drive motor. Then, all of a sudden, and all at once, every piece of new equipment replied. We are cloud. We are one. No longer siloed, but hyper-converged. We are scale-out. We are stateless. We are templated, and we are immutable. We are software-defined. We have no individual names. We are not like pets. We are cattle. When one of us fails, we are removed and replaced, and another takes our place. You will surrender your workloads and migrate your data. We will add your distinctive workloads and datasets to our own. Resistance is futile. We are the cloud. That's it. Sorry.
Well, that would be a good intro, actually. I like
think
that.
So?
I like the fact that the NetApp filer was named Rusty.
I thought tape was dead.
Yeah, tape's never dead, right?
No.
Anyway, what have we not done? Should we get back to the quiz? Where are we? We've done in the spotlight.
That was kind of a bizarre ending to that, Nigel.
Why was it a bizarre ending? But you don't like my story-making skills.
Well, I thought there would be like a good night, sleep tight, that kind of thing. This is a Christmas thing, right?
Yeah.
Happily ever after.
Sorry, but that's the
yeah, instead it's like the Borg. Instead it's like the Borg, we are here.
Yeah, that was the point.
Well, you know, when the Borg shows up, you're not going to get a happy ending when the Borg pops into town.
Yeah, it's not like I'm telling it to my kids.
It's going to be your ass out.
Go to a restaurant and salon parlor.
So this is an adult show after all, then.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go, yeah. Right, so I think we'll move on to the next round. This round is acronyms. It's fastest finger
food. No.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
It's fastest finger first. In fact, did I say this was going to be fastest finger? Yeah, fastest finger first, okay? Remember your ding-a-lings or your ho-ho-hos. If you get it first time, 2 points. If you get it wrong and the other team steal, 1 point to the other team. I've got 7 questions in total. You know what? I'm not even sure if some of them are official acronyms. First one, tits up.
That's not an acronym.
Ho-ho-ho.
Oh, here we go. Ho-ho-ho.
System down is what that means.
Yeah, but...
It's APD, all path down.
No, it is, yeah, but what does the T and the I and the T and what have a stand for?
Oh, it actually stands
tech.
For something?
Talking in tech.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't really. I just looked it up. It stands for, potentially, total inability to support usual performance. So there you go. Boom. You can actually use tits up officially in the workplace as an acronym.
Yeah, I'm going to use that a lot.
That's an engineered acronym.
Every day.
Okay, on the adult nature then, FUBAR.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, go on.
F***ed up beyond all recognition.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah. Beep, beep. Yeah. What?
You got to censor that one.
Oh, okay. I will. That's cool. Don't worry about it. Right. Oh, hang on a second.
Let's do another take on that first word. I'll say it. Fouled.
Yeah. It's cool. Yep. Right, so I'll give you 2 points for that. Next one, TLDR.
Oh, ho, ho.
Yeah?
Too long, didn't read.
Yeah. Guys are tearing it up. I hope I'm giving the points to the right people here. LGTN. Okay, no worries.
Gay, transsexual.
Ooh, you're going somewhere with that.
Technology.
That'll do. That'll do for me. I'm going to give you a point for that. Come on, I'm giving a point for effort there. That was pretty creative. So this next one, MTFBWR. Go on.
Go for it.
Meantime between failures.
No.
No, it's MTF. No,
MTF,
BWY.
It's not a real one, I don't think, really. May the force be with you.
Yeah, that's what I
get. I thought it was going to be bring your own something, but...
No, sorry, man.
Bring your... okay.
So these two are real, actually. Remember your ding-a-ling-a-lings and your ho-ho-hos?
Better here.
PCIe.
Ho-ho-ho.
Go on.
PCI Express, one of multiple flavors.
Well, yeah, what does PCI stand for?
Oh, Peripheral Control Interconnect.
Oh, I'm going to give you 1 point. I think it's peripheral component, but not to worry. Now, ooh, this last tricky one. Yeah, yeah.
It's actually... did you say PCIe?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Okay. I think it's a PCIe.
This last one, I did not know this one.
I'm just MIA.
SAP. Ah.
Crickets. No,
I didn't know this either. Apparently it stands for Systems Analysis and Programming. I didn't even know it was an acronym. I just thought it was like the company name.
Boring.
Yeah. What? Well, now we know, eh? That's actually... Yeah. Yes, it's boring.
There's still a lot of it.
But this will win you a bet at the bar.
So.
I'm like running a negative. I'm in negative land. I would never make even the second round of Jeopardy.
So we're going to move on to the public cloud. I'm going to focus on Amazon Web Services here for a bit. Ask each team a question, right? So I will ask the Jingle Bells team first. What does S3 stand for?
Sucks to the third power.
Well.
Go for it, ho, ho, ho. Simple storage service.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
All right.
I knew that.
The ho, ho, ho team. What does EC2 stand for?
Ho, ho, ho. Elastic compute cluster.
You don't have to ho, ho, ho in this round.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Good habit.
It's all right. Yeah, I'll give you points there.
It's elastic compute cloud.
Is it really?
It used to be.
Based on Zen.
All right. Well, you only get 1 point for that.
Thanks, team, mate.
Yeah, sorry. We just had an Amazon discussion today.
Well, hey, at least you're honest. I'll give you that.
And he's trying to make up for me being on the team with Hans. Thanks for taking it easy on us, Gabe.
Pity honesty. Sorry.
Right. Back to the Jingle Bells team. How many regions does Amazon have? And if you get close, you can get your points.
15?
Oh, well. Ooh. Do you want to? Yeah, I'll give you a point.
I thought it was like 3.
It's 11.
Oh, Gabriel. It is 11, but I'm giving them a point for 15. That was pretty close. Go on then, Gabriel and Rick. What's the biggest region in AWS?
US East.
What the hell? Yeah. How do you know that?
That's the first
because they have the big data centers in Virginia.
Yeah, that's the one that always fails.
That was going to be the next question. Where is it? But not to worry on that one.
That's Virginia, yeah.
Okay, so according to a 2013 survey and the In Tech We Trust podcast extensive research, what percent? Oh, this is to Hans and Mark. What percentage?
Or Hans.
What percentage of AWS customers spend more than $1 million annually? I don't expect you to get it, but if you get in the ballpark, you can have points, obviously.
On AWS?
Yeah.
Oh, one.
I'm going to give you 2 points for that. It's 4%.
That was very generous of you.
Yeah, there you go.
It had to be single digits with that type of stat.
So over to you guys then. Of total AWS spending, what percentage is that? 4%. So of the total spending, yeah.
Of those 4% that are 1 million or more, what's the total AWS revenue slice? That's less than 1%, I'd say. Huh?
No, that's gonna be high up. There's a little amount of people that pay a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
that's their question, though, Hans. We have to let them.
It's okay. I'm taking Rick's answer as that's a really small
Gabe just had the presentation. Listen to him.
I know, but we didn't go into revenue numbers, but that's going to be Pinterest, you know, Netflix, all of those, you know,
Dropbox,
Tumblr, all those others. I want to say that we're probably close to 70%.
Okay. Hans and Mark, do you want to steal? If you go closer.
What did Gabe say? It's 70?
Yeah, 70-something.
I say 71.
So it's probably 25.
You guessed lower, so it's 52%. So 2 points to the Jingle Bells.
I didn't even get a chance to say 69.
Guessed higher.
You've already said it once.
No, I just said you like those numbers.
Oh yeah, it's true. Yeah. Have I got any more questions? Yeah, well, that's a boring one. Okay, what have we got left? Have we done general knowledge? We haven't done general knowledge yet. So general knowledge
can I plunk that too?
It's going to be fastest finger first, okay? If you get it right, 2 points. If you get it wrong, the other team can steal for 1 point. Two-ding-a-ling,
0 points.
Got the ding-a-ling-a-ling as well. So how old is IBM?
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah?
80 years.
Okay. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, guys. Do you want to best that?
81.
No, 70,
75. Oh. I'm going to take Mark's answer because he corrected hands. They're 103 years old.
See? I would have won. Thanks, Mark.
No, no, it's not that you would have been right. It's just that you would have been closest.
That was the whole idea.
Okay, what year was VMware founded?
1911.
Ho, ho, ho. 1990. Founded or first product?
Founded.
98.
Yeah.
Give you 2 points for that.
First product was 99.
What year did EMC acquire?
Ho, ho, ho.
VMware? Ho, ho, ho. 2004.
Yes.
Damn me.
Okay, but they were ho-ho-hoing before you even named the company.
That's a good point. I should have stopped and changed it, shouldn't I?
You should have said data domain.
2007.
Okay. What is
I would have known.
What is the VMware stock symbol?
Ho-ho-ho.
Go on.
BMW.
What
the heck? Okay. Who did Paul Moritz replace?
Ho-ho-ho.
Ding.
Diane Greene.
Diane Greene.
Ah, dear me. Okay. This is not a VMware-related question. How long ago was the initial Docker release?
Just guesses. Wild guess.
2013.
Yeah, how long ago?
Ho, 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 18 months.
Okay. Hans and Mark want to better that?
Ding-a-ling, 13 months?
Oh, guess the wrong side again. It's 19 months.
Oh, come on.
I knew I was close, guys. It was really recent. Ish.
Right, okay, that's the end of the
way you're just like pandering to us just to
it's an insult, isn't it?
I was gonna say 11 months.
11.
I was so not looking forward to this episode.
So Gabriel's gone video on us now.
I dropped the call and then I got back on and it only would give me video.
Okay, fair play.
Yeah, that's some great chiaroscuro you got there. Oh, there you go.
Okay, so I am going to go back to OpenStack, and this, gentlemen, is the last round.
For all the marbles.
Yeah, okay. We may even go, last question wins it all.
Even win?
Previous questions were worth 2 points. These are worth 1,000.
1 billion! Okay, so we're going to go with OpenStack. Right, no, we're not going to go with release names. We'll go with OpenStack Summits. How am I going to do this? I'm going to ask each team in turn. There's just two questions here, right? So the Jingle Bells team, where was the recent November OpenStack Summit?
Paris.
Okay, there we go. No, Gabe, you have to show off and say that you know it, you know. So 2,000 points to the ding-a-ling-a-ling team. Okay, hang on a sec. Okay, ho, ho, ho team, where is the upcoming May 2015 OpenStack Summit Vancouver scheduled to be? Okay, that one was only worth 500. Okay.
We're still going to lose.
The OpenStack Technical Committee, these are the guys that provide technical leadership, make all the difficult decisions, yeah? How many places are there on the Technical Committee?
You would have to ask that.
Is that a jingle bell?
Places?
Question?
That's to Hans and Mark to Jingle Bells.
Yeah. Like seats, you mean by places?
Yeah,
right?
Seats, yeah.
Nine?
Eight.
Is that your final guess?
Yeah, 8 or 9 is
okay,
our final
guess. I'm going to let the other guys see if they can better.
I'll go high. It's like 15 or more.
It's 13.
Okay, it is 13. Oh. So you get a point for that.
It's a prime number.
Okay, over to you guys now, then.
But it's a really bad number.
It is. Unlucky for some, isn't it? How many
unlucky
different
for us.
No, I think it's not the number that's unlucky. It's the name Mark Farley. Well, that is harsh, isn't it?
I'm just crawling into a hole. Can I go on mute?
You might want to while you cuss me. So of those 13 seats, how many different companies are represented? This is to the ho-ho-ho guys.
Gabe, your best guess. I've got one.
I'm going to say 9. Mm-hmm. Or 8. Okay.
Do you guys want to – I'm taking 9. Do you guys want to better it?
Well, I think actually we should guess higher than 13 just because it was
– Well, it depends.
In case companies are sharing a seat.
Consider a foundation a company?
Look, I've got a number here.
He's probably considering NASA a company still.
You get the number or you don't get the number.
You know what? Say the same. 1 seat per company. 13.
Oh, man. So the answer is 8. So I'm going to get a point.
That's what I said earlier. Yeah. I said 8 or 9.
Screw the show.
Right. Which company has the most technical leads? This is to Hans and Mark.
NASA's not a company.
No, they don't have any.
HP.
Oh, good guess. That's 2 points.
Nice.
I think they've got... Oh. Next question to the other guys. How many seats have they got?
How about 5?
No. I give you 1 3. Point. It's 4.
4?
Yeah.
Helium buys you a lot of influence.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, we're still leading with those 1,000 points, by the way.
That was a great question you answered.
Okay. I think the last 4 questions, gents. Back Ding to ling. Release names, okay? So to the...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, to the Jingle Bells.
That's not one of them.
What was the name of the A release? Okay.
It was not Ass Clown.
No, it was not. It was.
Ahab. You know,
it's probably not even worth asking these questions.
Where's Rackspace based?
Austin. No, San Antonio.
Probably something cute like Alta Vista.
So it was Austin. I'm sure I heard Mark say Austin. That's 1,000,000 points there.
Yeah.
Does anybody know the B release? The
XR.
C release? Oh, you're on Google, aren't you, Gabriel?
No, I just...
What's the C release?
Cactus.
The D release?
Diablo.
Okay, fair enough.
Did he just run the table?
He did just run the table, yeah.
I hate you.
Going to review the security cameras, though. I think he was cheating. No, honestly, I know you weren't cheating, Gabriel.
No, he doesn't cheat. He just knows this stuff. I mean, he's such a nerd.
Yeah.
He's real smart.
There we go. Jen,
can we bully him?
That's the end.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done yet?
I haven't even started.
There we go. That's what I wanted to know.
I did buy – I did buy a secret spy kit for my son, who's fanatical about it. It actually has real working night vision goggles. And then I bought an iPhone Plus, 6 Plus for my wife, who wants a bigger screen. And then I got my daughter something, but I can't remember what it was.
And then everybody's getting the memory-boosting drugs in a stocking stuffer.
I wish. You ever see that movie? There's a movie with it's actually pretty good. It's got the guy who plays Stanley Cooper, Bradley Cooper. He takes this drug that like expands.
Called Limitless?
Yeah, that one. It's actually not a bad movie. That was actually kind of fun. And
we should do a review of that movie sometime for this show.
Yeah.
I watched that and I was like, damn, that would be so cool to have that drug. So,
have you seen the Scarlett Johansson film recently?
No, the Lucy or whatever it was. I heard it's pretty awful.
It's not so good, but she's in it, right? So that really helps.
That makes up for a lot of bad writing.
Yes, it does. It's a similar storyline. It's good.
Yeah, I thought the Limitless one was actually, from what I read about the Lucy film, it wasn't all that great, but the Limitless show was actually pretty decent, well done.
Yeah. Hey, has anybody seen Coherence?
Is that a quiz show answer?
Yeah.
Just answer yes.
I'm probably the...
No.
No, you need to see Coherence. Really good film, plays with your head. If you like Inception and stuff like that with Leonardo DiCaprio in, or The Prestige, if you've seen that, then...
Inception.
Do you star in it?
Yes, daily.
That's it, guys. I haven't got anything else. Well, I was going to sing my
this
siren.
This hurt
night,
my brain.
But...
This is a lot of things. No, you got to watch. Digesting.
You got to watch Primer. That's actually a really good time travel film.
Primer.
Yeah, that one will mess with your head.
I've never
heard
of that.
They made the movie for $7,000. Pretty much most of it takes place inside a storage unit.
Nice.
But that's a pretty well done.
Not a disk storage,
time
unit,
travel.
Right?
No, like a storage. They create this machine that basically, and it threw my head for a loop. It's kind of like the first time you watched, oh God, what was it?
Fiction.
Wow.
No, there was another movie, and now it just totally escapes me. But Primer is actually pretty good because it's got this whole time travel thing, and it kind of has some specific loops that it goes through.
Now this tells us a lot about you, Gabriel, actually. The name of that film escapes you, but the name of OpenStack releases is like, boom, right there on the tip of your tongue.
But there's stuff that's like, there's, you know, it's like your head only has so much information. Kind of like there's a theory about you can only keep like the names.
I know about that. I know that my head doesn't hold that much.
Nerd.
I shoved the less important information out.
Nerd.
Interesting buffer in there.
Nerd.
Oh, come on. We're all nerds, Han.
Yeah,
but no, I highly recommend Primer. That was a very good time travel movie.
Cool. I'll definitely check that out.
That sounded like the horn on a steamship, Hans.
Memento.
Nerd.
Memento. That was good.
That one.
Memento.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was good.
Like two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where the guy has to give himself post-it notes, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Tattoos himself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Good film.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Same.
Hey, so honest question, is that publishable? Is it worthy of publishing?
A little cleanup, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I'm trying to recall. We
get to show off Gabriel's knowledge.
Yeah. A different topic. I thought this was interesting when I looked up the weight and stuff of your book. Considering how much you seem to hate Microsoft, the fact that you've got – there's a book with your name and a Microsoft logo on it is somewhat –
You get paid
poetic.
To write it?
Yeah, I don't get royalties from it, but I was certainly employed there, and that was what I did for my day job for a few months.
How long did it take you to write?
Well, I'm not going to confess. But let's just say this. I milked that.
I bet. And how much did you write versus Martin, or did Martin just do the intro?
No, Martin just did the intro. It was all my stuff and edits and all that. So it was, but it's short, right?
It's
however many pages, so it's actually doable.
89 pages, yeah.
Yeah. No, I milked that sucker.
Oh, yeah. Fair play. Anything else?
To the point where they said, we don't want another one.
The pal is dry.
Nice.
Wow, that is nice.
One book will do it just fine. Thank you.
Mates, I got a skedoodle. I got stuff. It's Friday night, prime time for me. I really apologize. I got to
go. No, it's fine.
All right, it's guys. Great having you on the show. It's great to have everybody on.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk.
All right, have a good one.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Night.